Now to close up. The Victorian government's recent decision to introduce a mandatory electronic tagging system for sheep and goats from next year has been met with cheers from the biosecurity industry, but some farmers aren't as pleased with the decision. I caught up with the New South Wales Farmers President, Derek Schoen, to discuss the national ramifications of such a decision.
What are the implications, especially for the costs that may be incurred by farmers and trade interstate?
Victorian government have said they'll subsidise the tags only for 1 year, and then the full cost of the tagging will be on the shoulders of producers. So that'll be just another cost in their production system that they'll have to bear.
And of course, it makes things difficult when livestock are being traded across state borders.
Oh, that's right. So the Victorian government have said that sheep going to processing works from New South Wales will be able to do that transaction on the mob-based system, as they currently, all the sheep are transacted in Australia. But Victorian sheep will have to have a RFID tag. But any sheep that are then purchased in New South Wales as store stock, so that they'll go on for further breeding, then those stock will actually have to, when they go into Victoria, will have to be tagged with an RFID tag at the cost of the purchaser. And then they will have to be responsible for actually uploading those sheep onto the database. So manually uploading has never been very satisfactory. And so the New South Wales sale yards won't have readers. And so it'll be the responsibility of the purchaser to upload those tag numbers.
Okay, would a national approach been a better way to go about this?
Oh, well, that's exactly right. That's exactly what we have got at the moment, a national approach. And Victoria are breaking that national agreement. And they are trying to rectify the deficiencies in their Department of Ag and the way they are handling the identification of sheep by introducing RFID tags and breaking the current system that we have.
Do you think New South Wales should perhaps just come to the party and get a scheme similar in place to try and unify the system, or do you believe we're not ready for that yet?
No, look, I think if Victoria want to see how to operate a proper mob-based system, they only have to look across the border in South Australia and New South Wales, and they can see how it is operating effectively. Victoria has basically gutted their Department of Agriculture funding-wise, and they just are not able to police it properly. And introducing an RFID tag is not going to solve that. In fact, now they're going to have two systems operating in Victoria concurrently, so the situation is going to get 10 times worse. And, part of the reason is that Victoria have not properly implemented the legislation so that property-to-property transfers are mandatory. So in Victoria, there's a whole a ghost flock of sheep out there that have never been recorded.
That was New South Wales Farmers President Derek Schoen discussing the Victorian government's decision to introduce a mandatory electronic tagging system for sheep from the start of next year. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom. If you've got a story, please email us the address ruralnews@macquariemedia.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, our handle, NatsRuralNews. And that's the states of the country. My name's Lee. I'm Denny. Good afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.